Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Today is the 10th of August, 2015, Power of Christ Daily, the titled, Fully Persuaded. How? How to be fully persuaded? Because we know in Romans 4, 20 and 21, he says that being fully persuaded, what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. This is about Abraham. He was fully persuaded that God has promised, he was able to perform. Now, in Romans 4, 20-21, Amplified Bible says, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to do his word. No unbelief and distrust made him waver, doubtingly question, will it so? Will it happen? Can it happen? Why is it not happening yet? Concerning the promise of God. Now this is where you and I have to come to for each issue that we are dealing with. To be fully persuaded on the promises of God for that particular issue. Now, the problem is our heart and mind. Our heart and mind, which is the soul, is an issue because we have been for decades, for years, for a long time, we have been told worldly things. We are made into unbelief over God's promises. So for years, for decades, we're hammered repeatedly that, you know, even whether God even exists. So until you're born again, God exists, actually exists. Otherwise, God is a theory for you, like it was for me somewhere in the heavens or something. But now we know, those of you listening to this regularly, you know that God is in you. The love of God is in you. God is love. So that is settled, every cell. So now, how to make your heart already believes that the faith of Christ, that took Christ out of the grave, and the power that took Christ out of the grave is in us, is in you. But for the issue that you're facing, let us say we are facing financial issues. So, for that, how to be fully persuaded that what God promised will come through for you. Now, we know the number of promises. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. All your needs will be added. Whatever you need will be added. That's one of his promises. And it's true. But your heart will not believe until you experience the faith, experience the love of God. Now, so we have to now come to a point, what do we do so that our hearts are fully persuaded in the issue we are dealing with for the moment of our, in time of our lives? For instance, the Mark 4:23-29 in Amplified. If any man has ears to hear, let him be listening, and let him perceive and comprehend. 24. And he said, this is Mark 4, verse 24. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God already said. So be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. Now let's read that again. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge. The virtue is power. You remember, there's one woman was bleeding for many years and then touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, and virtue left him and she was healed. That virtue, that power of God, the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. So how much of virtue and knowledge that come back and sit in our heart is very dependent, is very directly dependent to the measure of thought and study that we give to the truth we hear. Not the false we hear, because the world has a lot of false. The doctors will say about healing this and that. Of course, they'll tell according to what they believe, what they know. But that is not final. What they believe, what they know is only limited, very small compared to what God knows, and you can't even measure it, too small. and what God can do. So their fallen nature man, whether the lawyer, the doctor, the engineer, your architect, or your educationist, your teacher, or your lecturer, your professor, whatever. Yeah, whatever skill set you're doing, your bosses, all they know, their fallen nature man, including us, very small compared to the infinite knowledge and power God has given us. And God is in us, so the power is in us. So for it to be activated, the measure of thought and study we give to the truth we hear, the same measure only can activate. 25, for to whom who has will more be given. And from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away by force. It'll go. Whatever you don't thought, study, think about the truth, it'll go. What little you heard also will go. Therefore, God says, immediately after that, in verse 26, this is the wonder. When I first came to know, very soon after being born again, what is actually the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy, is a condition of my soul. So immediately after that, I was craving for this. I want righteousness, peace and joy, the condition of my soul. And then all my needs also will be settled. My health will be settled. My whatever health, whatever ministry I need to do will be settled. I can care for people. I can care for my family. I will love all. And I can provide for everything. I don't have to concern myself with provisions on a monthly basis or daily basis or whatever. And it did happen, but one day I was thinking, how does it happen? We seek the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy. How does it happen? So I asked God, early morning I meditate those days, you know, so, Lord, how does it happen? And the Spirit moved me to read this portion in Mark 4, verses 26 to 29. And he said, who said? Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground. A farmer, scatters seed upon the ground. And then continues sleeping and rising night and day, while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He knows not how. He doesn't know how. The farmer doesn't know. He continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. 28. The earth produces acting by itself. The earth is producing acting by itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe and permits, immediately he sends forth the reapers and puts in the sickle because the harvest stands ready. The harvest is ready. God brought me here. Then I realized, hey, I don't need to know. I'm wasting my time trying to figure this out. I just need to know what he said. What Father God said is, seek ye the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things that your needs will be added. I only need to know that. Because God is telling, look here, the farmer doesn't know. And doesn't need to know. The earth produces by itself, because God has put a rule or laws about sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Now, so what we sow, we will reap. God doesn't get up and say, okay, I'll make it grow for them. Make it grow for my son. No, he already put the rule. He said, look, seek the kingdom of God and righteousness first and all these things will be added. The earth will produce by itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the thing is ready, the house is ready, the farmer just going to collect the thing. So, if we use this understanding and we apply it to some other scriptures, for instance, how do we make our heart and mind come in line with what God has said? Look, for years, our heart and mind have been polluted with all the rubbish. Remember, the science says now, only about 10% people are absorbing information and understanding into themselves, only about 10% through the conscious way. Consciously studying, consciously reading, 10%. And that alone, can you imagine, even the 10%, people are getting PhDs and big scientists are coming out of it and all that, right? And professionals are being created and all that. Only in the 10%. Now the 90% of the time people, the heart and the mind and the person's spirit absorb information is subconscious and unconscious. 90% of the time. Now, if that statistic is true, I would think it's fairly true. It may not be accurate because, you know, science is science. But I would think so, that that is why, remember, faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God. That is why I keep telling the new souls, please get the New Testament, especially the Gospels, and keep hearing them. Let it keep on playing in the background. Go to the Overcome, the graceoflife.com and download the Overcome, that's Overcome tract that is spoken into, its words. You keep hearing that. You keep playing on and on. It'll go into your spirit. Play it for your children. Play it. The words of God. The Overcome there is the words of God put there. There's also words of Jesus. So this will affect us. We have to get to that point because we now know that we have to have a heart fully persuaded, and that can only happen in the spirit. Now at the same time, what we have to do is this. People, sometimes people mistakenly think that if we say and say and say, you know, some meditation gurus or this motivation gurus say it, I have this, and then something will happen. Then people think if you say and say, take God's word and speak, and then God gets up and does something. No. Our God is so loving. He loves us. He loves us and sent His Son to die and rise again. And the Son on that day, 2,000 years ago, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, the husband of my soul, said on the cross in that condition while He was hanging, completely finished, He said, "It is finished. It is finished. All my curses He took and it is finished. All my rubbish He took, all my sins He took and it is finished. All my failures He took and it is finished. All my shame He took and it is finished. And it is finished and He created and released all the benefits for us to live a great life, live an abundant life and to do His will." What is His first will? That we become ministers of reconciliation. We go and reconcile men to God, set the captive free. That's the first thing He wants us to do. After we've been set free, He wants us to do that. So brothers and sisters, we need to meditate on this. Who are the people suffering around us? How can we tell them? Even a simple gesture of taking the breath of God, which is recorded on the, I think, 14th of June, and you send out to the people, say, "This has helped me." It may help you. In faith, if you do it, it will help you. People have got healing. People have got arthritic pain gone. People have felt, oh, the spirit of fear leaves. And the blood of Jesus, to call on the blood of Jesus. By you just telling this, you are reconciling man to God. They'll begin to see the power that Jesus died on the cross and really loves them. The love of God will come. Friends, sisters, we have to do that first. We say we believe that God set us free means, and we are feeling better means. Don't you think we've got to do that first? Now, to come back to this, we begin to speak about the goodness of God. We begin to speak of the promises of God. We begin to say repeatedly, we begin to meditate on the promises, and we begin to imagine, say, God said meditate, huh? So visualizing in Jesus' name, visualizing how your finances are, not what they are lacking. Don't keep looking at the lack, huh? Then the lack will form. Each of our thoughts have got power. You keep thinking about the lack will grow. You keep thinking of the sickness will grow. You keep thinking of the solved thing, the solution, the end result. Oh, you're fine. You're running well. You are whole day. You're working hard because you're looking at the positive thing, you know. Because you think of the negative thing, that thing will grow, and then you're looking at finances settled, your bank balance is this, you're looking at that. And then again, you're coming back to the Word of God. The Word of God, you're studying the Word of God related to those issues. And then you collected all the promises of God regarding this wealth and the needs and the abundant life that He promised you. You're looking at those verses and you're sharing, you're talking about it. You're among Christians, you're among believers who are discussing the same thing. Remember, 90% of subconsciously we are picking up rubbish daily in the office or whatnot, because large number of people do not know. Large number of people are captives as I was. So we are sitting with captives means what will come into your soul? Only captivity will come into your soul. So now you better quickly get into the mixing with the others who are believing like-minded belief. And then you begin to think of this. You begin to think of the success. Think of the promises of God. Think of, and then you're reading other people's testimonies. When you read other people's testimonies, please don't get envy. Don't let the heart become envy. And jealous, oh, they got this, I didn't get this. All that is sin. The heart will tend to move in the direction. You begin to command the heart to love God. And to know that God is in you. And because God's love is in you, you love God, love your neighbor, and as yourself, and you begin to have an abundant life. By faith and patience, whatever you are asking in His name, you will begin to form. Faith and patience, say and say again, say the words again, meditate on words again. The measure with which you thought and study, you give to the truth, you will also get. How many times to keep on saying, as often as is necessary. How often to pray about it, as often as is necessary. How often to think about it, as often as is necessary. Brothers and sisters, wonderful day today. We can persuade our hearts this way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.